Okay, let's try and unpack this. Have you ever tried to, get up to speed on something that seems pretty simple, but then you dive in and it's just layers of confusing terms,
Yeah.
weird legal stuff?
Oh, absolutely. Happens all the time.
Yeah, you're wading through articles trying to figure out, okay, what is this actually and what's even allowed? Well, that's exactly the kind of labyrinth we're tackling today.
Sounds like a fun challenge.
Right. Our mission here is really to clarify the differences between snus, chewing tobacco, and these nicotine pouches, especially looking at the UK, the legal situation, the health stuff behind it.
It's a tricky area, particularly in the UK.
Totally. We're using the material you shared, hoping for some, real aha moments. Get ready for a few surprises, I think.
Looking forward to it.
So to start us off, what are we actually talking about here? Because these things, they often just get lumped together, don't they? But they're quite distinct.
They really are quite different. Let's start with snus. That's the Swedish one, right? Smokeless tobacco. You put it under your upper lip. Usually comes in a little pouch, pretty discreet. And importantly, it's designed so you don't need to spit.
Okay, no spitting. That's a key difference already. What's in it?
It's actually quite simple. Mostly ground tobacco, some salt, and water. And the nicotine gets absorbed, through the lining of your mouth.
Gotcha. Okay, so that's mess. How does chewing tobacco compare then?
Well, chewing tobacco is more like the name suggests. You
Yeah.
actually chew it, or you kind of hold it in your cheek or maybe your lower lip.
Right.
And it often comes as like loose leaf tobacco or maybe a twist. The big difference here, and it's pretty obvious if you see someone using it, is you do need to spit out the saliva and the tobacco juices.
Okay, so definitely less discreet than snus.
Much less discreet, yeah. And
Okay.
it's typically made from cured tobacco leaves, just cut up small.
So the main differences are really how you use it discreet, no spit for snus, versus chewing and spitting and maybe how the nicotine gets in.
Exactly. Usage is the big one. And yeah, the delivery mechanism is slightly different too.
Okay, that clears up those two. But here's where it feels like it gets really interesting lately. What about these tobacco-free things? Nicotine pouches. They seem to be everywhere now.
Yes, the nicotine pouches. They're definitely the newer kid on the block.
So what are they?
They're also a smokeless product, but the crucial point is no tobacco. Zero.
No tobacco at all. So what is in them?
They usually contain nicotine, obviously, but the bulk is made from things like natural fibers plus flavorings. They also come in those little pouches, and you use them like snus, put it between your lip and gum.
Fascinating. No tobacco. That must make a difference legally, especially somewhere like the UK.
It makes a huge difference.
Right, so let's get to that burning question for anyone listening in the UK. Is snus actually legal here? What's the bottom line?
The straight answer, no. It is not legal in the UK to sell it, to distribute it, or even to advertise it.
Not legal to sell. Okay, why not?
It falls under the EU Tobacco Products Directive. Even post-Brexit, the UK has kept a lot of those rules for tobacco. And the official view is that snus is a dangerous product, poses a threat to public health.
A dangerous product. But hang on, here's the twist, right? Because our sources mentioned something surprising.
Yes, this is where it gets counterintuitive. While you can't sell it here, you, as an individual, can consume it. You're actually allowed to bring snus into the UK, but only for your own personal use.
Seriously, so I can use it, but I can't buy it in a shop down the road.
Exactly. Think of it like duty-free limits. There are restrictions on how much you can bring in without paying taxes or duties. And
Okay.
once you have it here, you still have to follow the usual rules for tobacco products, age limits, where you can use it, that sort of thing.
That is quite a distinction. Illegal to sell, but okay to use if you bring it yourself. It makes you wonder why. And it definitely flags that debate you mentioned earlier. Some people saying snus is safer. How do you square that with the ban?
Well, that's the crux of the ongoing debate. You have proponents often pointing to places like Sweden, saying, look, snus use is high, smoking rates are lower, maybe it's a harm reduction tool. They argue it could help people quit smoking.
Right, the harm reduction argument.
But then you have the opponents, including many health authorities in the UK and EU, saying, hold on, it's still addictive, it still carries risks, like oral health issues, and we don't have enough solid long-term proof it's a safe alternative.
Nah.
They tend to take a cautious approach.
So no easy answer on the health side, even with the personal use allowance. What about chewing tobacco then? You said that was different. Is that legal to sell?
Yes, chewing tobacco is legal to sell in the UK,
Okay.
but it's still heavily regulated, just like cigarettes. Age limits apply, you can't use it everywhere, advertising is restricted, no health claims allowed, and crucially, it needs health warnings on the packaging.
And taxes, I assume.
Oh, yes,
Yeah.
there's the standard 20% VAT. plus potential customs and excise taxes if you're importing a lot, say, ordering online from abroad. That's something people need to factor in.
Good point. And you mentioned something interesting, that SNES makers are sometimes selling chewing tobacco alternatives to sort of get around the SNES ban.
That's right. Some manufacturers offer products labeled as chewing tobacco, but they're designed to be very, very similar to snus in practice. For the average user, telling them apart might be really difficult. It's a direct response to the legal situation.
Clever. Okay, so circling back to the new guys, the nicotine pouches. Being tobacco-free, how does the law treat them? Are they completely in the clear?
They are definitely in a different category. Because they don't contain tobacco, they are legal to sell and buy in the UK. You'll find them readily available online and in some shops.
Ah, so that explains why they seem to be popping up more.
Exactly. However, they aren't completely unregulated. They still contain nicotine, so they fall under some aspects of that same EU Tobacco Products Directive regarding nicotine-containing products. Things like rules on sale and promotions still apply.
Right, so not a total free-for-all, but much less restricted than snus or even chewing tobacco.
Precisely. Because the key differentiator is the lack of tobacco leaf.
Okay, let's go back to snus for a second. Why is it illegal to sell? If you can bring it in personally, what was the original health concern that led to the sales ban specifically?
The ban really stems from those initial health concerns raised when the EU was first regulating these things, particularly worries about links to mouth cancer. Bodies like the World Health Organization generally classify all tobacco products as risky.
Mm.
So the thinking essentially was that banning the sale would prevent wider uptake, protecting public health from what was seen as a significant risk, even if the risk profile compared to smoking is debated.
Right. But it's fascinating, as you said, that some studies do suggest snus, and maybe these nicotine pouches, too, could be less harmful than smoking cigarettes.
It is fascinating, and it's a complex picture. There is research suggesting lower risks compared to combustible tobacco.
Mm.
But, and this is really important, the overall conclusion from the health authorities, and reflected in our source material, is still that both snus and chewing tobacco carry significant health risks.
Sip.
Things like nicotine addiction, which is a major one, various forms of oral cancer, potentially other cancers too, they are absolutely not recommended as safe alternatives to smoking.
Mm.
Less harmful, perhaps, according to some studies, but definitely not risk-free.
That's a critical distinction. Not safe, just potentially less unsafe than smoking for some risks.
Okay, so thinking about the consumer in the UK then, if they're looking at the legal options, especially these tobacco-free nicotine pouches, what's out there? What's the market like?
Oh, the market for nicotine pouches is incredibly varied now. It's exploded, really. You've got your classic mint flavors like, you know, strong cool mints, Velo Freeze, Mighty Peppermint, Spearmint are examples mentioned.
Standard enough.
But then you get into some really different stuff. Licorice is quite popular. Eucalyptus, loads of berry flavors, tropical berry, blueberry, cherry, raspberry, lime, cola flavors, even melon or grape ice.
Wow, that's quite the range.
Yeah.
It sounds more like vape flavors sometimes. It does have that vibe, yeah. And many are these all-white pouches, which means they promise not to stain your teeth, which is a big selling point for users.
I can see the appeal. Any particular brands people might recognize?
Yeah. The sources mentioned quite a few popular ones in the UK for the tobacco-free pouches. Velo, White Fox, Killa, Pablo, Zinn are big names.
Okay.
And for traditional snus, though obviously harder to buy legally in the UK, brands like Siberia, in general, are very well known internationally.
Right. And you mentioned buying online is common for the nicotine pouches.
Very common.
Mm.
It's super convenient, usually fast shipping. And interestingly, the source material even touched on the possibility of getting customs fees reimbursed for some international orders, though you'd need to look into the specifics of how to dispute those charges.
That's useful info. Wow. Okay, this has been a real deep dive, hasn't it? What seems simple, snus, chew, pouches, is actually full of these, like, legal trapdoors and nuances.
Absolutely. The difference between legal sale and legal consumption for snus is probably the biggest surprise for most people.
Definitely. And understanding they are not the same thing, and then nicotine pouches being different again, plus navigating all the health arguments. It's a lot.
It is. And just to reiterate, you know, our goal here was just to unpack the information from the sources, lay out the facts as presented, not to push any particular product or viewpoint.
Exactly. Just trying to understand the landscape, which actually connects to a bigger thought. you know, in this world just overflowing with information, really digging into these subtle distinctions,
yeah.
like the difference between legal purchase and legal possession, or what counts as a tobacco product versus just nicotine containing. Understanding those nuances really shows you the hidden layers of a topic, doesn't it?
It really does. The definitions matter hugely.
Makes you wonder what other parts of life could benefit from that kind of unpacking, looking beyond the surface label to see the tricky definitions and rules underneath, something to maybe chew on, pardon the pun. Until next time.